from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Here it comes from Green. Seager swings and makes good contact. Center field, deep. Hernandez on the track, and he reels it in. It ends up 402 feet away in the glove of Teoscar Hernandez.
And that was off the bat of Corey Seager. Marcus Semien doing some work. And Kirby Yates getting it done as well for the Texas Rangers last night as the American League wins yet again over the NL. On this radio station, 105.3 The Fan. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We are commercial-free with the Expressway. Thanks for being a total. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. But it was someone else you saw last night that's getting a lot of sports fans worked up because of this ESPN Top 100 list. They're ranking the top 100 professional athletes since the year 2000.
Since the year 2000.
So they went and compiled all this. If you're a diehard sports fan. I know that you won't probably love the way it looks, but my favorite sports documentary ever was Sports Century. Anyone else watch that?
I've not seen that.
Yeah, that was the one that was like the eight. Yeah, I watched that one. Like it was Ali, Ruth, Jim Brown, and Jordan as your top four or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love the way they did the pieces. Chris Fowler hosted. I love the music, the presentation, all of it. But go check out Sports Century on YouTube if you get a chance. And that's kind of what this is reminding me of, is they're trying to rank the top athletes. And of course, people are getting worked up.
Which, by the way, we got through the first half of the list, the first 50. Right. I just opened the article. They've got all but the top 25 published now.
Yo, look at RJ on YouTube.
Did you just open the article and you saw the top name?
I saw the top 20, top 25.
He saw number 26.
And 30. And 40 something.
Yeah.
Number 26, by the way, on this list.
By the way. Yeah, go ahead.
Number 26 on this list is Peyton Manning. Number 30 on this list is Mike Trout. So this is gonna send.
I don't know how you're going to find a way to put 29 athletes in the 21st century. So since the year 2000, how you could find 29 athletes who are better at their craft than Mike Trout.
You like that?
Or 25 this century who were better at their craft than Peyton Manning.
Okay, so
like,
this is...
You just can't do...
70,000 votes from ESPN contributors. 70,000 votes.
There is so much to... This is very dense. Like, unpacking this is going to be... Let's
why we do it during the Expressway.
Are these from fans, then? Or is this from fans?
No, this is from...
Yeah, I just said ESPN contributors.
But you're 70,000. There's 70,000 ESPN contributors.
No, I think it was...
No, but they all voted on the top 100.
So there were 70,000 different names that were associated with it.
The combo of making the top 100.
So this list is specifically for the, quote, most accomplished athletes of the 21st century, which is... I think an important distinction of, are you talking about
that's
most talented or
important.
To say most accomplished also opens room for debate about what accomplished is. Individual accomplishments, legacies like titles and things like that. It also only considers the accomplishments of athletes since the year 2000. So it's not you entered the league then, but Barry Bonds, for instance, anything he did through 1999 is not taken right into account here.
Yeah, and that's the same for like,
so Colin Cowherd needs to know that for counting like Wilt Chamberlain.
Absolutely. So okay. Wilt Chamberlain's not on this list.
Yeah.
And like, so for example, like, you know.
He played with Michael Jordan, right? Same era.
And, you know, like, so for example, like they had guys like Mariano Rivera, like way down the list. That's fine because none of the stuff he did in the 90s should count. His, what, three titles, they don't count. They shouldn't count. So that there's nothing wrong with that. But like Mike Trout has like four MVPs. Peyton Manning has the most MVPs in the history of the NFL, and he all did it from 2004 on. And there's not 25 players this century in sports that had a more accomplished career than him.
So we'll go through this. We'll hit some highlights. How would you like to go this? Would you like to go 100 to 26 or 26 down the list?
Let's go 26 down.
Okay, 26 down. So Peyton Manning is number 26 on this list. Like we just said, you're going to know all of these names as big-time stars going down the list. 27, Randy Moss. So his explosive record-setting rookie year in 1998 would not be taken into account with this.
There is one. Guys?
Is it 43?
No. Oh, okay. It's 41.
Oh, yeah. It's literally 41.
It's literally 41.
Number 28 is Nikola Jokic. Number 29, Michael Schumacher. 30, Mike Trout.
So, Nikola Jokic is better than Mike Trout.
Well, accomplishments?
I mean, one's got four MVPs and no title, and one's got three with a title.
But titles in baseball don't matter way they do in basketball because this one player doesn't have the control.
True, but you know the way that they're going to vote.
I know, but he is arguably the greatest baseball player that's ever lived.
Isn't there
he's not. You made the argument.
I think Jokic, especially on one that says most accomplished, is not the one to argue. I do think if you were to say Randy Moss, who people felt like loafed it for half of his career and never won a title, like, I mean, that's one
people
where
are going to say Randy Moss is the greatest or second greatest receiver ever.
And a lot of people might say by the end of it, like, Trout was one of the greatest, like, similarly right up near the top. And so to me, I think that Trout would have more of an argument against Moss than Trout versus Jokic. Jokic is changed the NBA in a lot of ways, won a title, won three MVPs. That's pretty significant. Going down the list some more, 31, Clayton Kershaw, one spot behind Mike Trout.
So how about Kershaw versus Joker? Like we're talking about in all time. We're talking about today's Sandy Koufax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have less of a problem.
Kershaw Moss.
I have a bigger problem with that. Kershaw's better than Moss. I don't have a huge issue with, I just judge pitchers differently. I don't know. It's like it's hard for me to judge them against an everyday player. It's just more difficult for me. I think Kershaw is better at what he does than Joker, but there's a choker element to Kershaw, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
If you wanted to take that into account, you can.
Number 32, Marta, who is a female soccer player, I guess, or maybe it's male. I don't know. I can't tell. Number 33, Miguel Cabrera. Broke the triple crown streak that Carly Stremski had for about 50 years. 34, Tamika Catching.
I'll take from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This one, no, I won't. Move on.
Yeah, fake
number 34.
Local
fake
product.
30,
local.
One,
okay. Duncanville.
One spot ahead of number 35, Dwayne Wade.
Okay, Miggy over Wade. We're okay with that.
Yeah,
that's an interesting comparison.
Miguel Cabrera had that insane playoff run. As was he a teenager or was he 20 with the Florida Marlins when he won World Series MVP? He was young. It's like it was an Evan Carter like thing.
Wait, he didn't win World Series. I thought it was, wasn't it Josh Beckett?
He was World Series champ. He didn't win MVP, but he was I think he was the LCS one. But he had the Triple Crown. He's considered one of the best pure hitters of his generation. I don't have a problem with Cabrera being there above Dwayne Wade. Number 36, Maya Moore. Number 37, Ichiro. Any issues there? Ichiro's ranking?
Yeah, I have a ranking with 37 over 38.
38.
Just don't look further down the list.
Please. Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
Now, I got to see what his numbers were specifically after 2000.
Barry Bonds. Now, PEDs aside, Barry Bonds is 2000.
But I don't know if you can say that
because
that's why he's 38, right? Unless it's Bobby's point of the stats after.
Yeah, because none of his MVPs before 2000 count. None of his numbers. 2001-04, though, that's arguably the greatest four-year stretch we've ever seen.
Four MVPs from 2000 on. He had four MVPs. He hit 300 home runs in 8 years, and his OPS was 1241.
Yeah, what everybody says about Aaron Judge this year, that was like a five-year stretch for Barry Bonds in the early 2000s. We're talking about, now look, we're lauding over this guy doing it for 50 games.
Now, look, I am a Bonds hater for the Hall of Fame, but I would like put that aside for a list like this. That might be very hypocritical. So, like, Barry Bonds should be, like, a lot higher up. I mean, you could say Bonds should be over Trout.
I have no problem if you say that.
Yeah. I mean, Barry Bonds is the greatest hitter that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of it was steroids.
Who knows? Who cares? Well, I mean, some people care.
Some people care.
I actually do care, but I also don't care at the same time. I'm just looking back from an entertainment standpoint. Like, I was entertained by it.
Okay, but would you put Bonds in?
In the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But the thing it gets referenced occasionally, but not nearly frequently enough. The truth is steroids kind of saved baseball post-strike.
This is the ESPN Top 100 list that they are unveiling day by day. 39, Kevin Durant.
Mm.
40, Justin Verlander. And 41, the Diggler, Dirk.
Dirk is a better player than Dwayne Wade. I'm sorry.
Yes, he is. He's also a better...
Is he better than Durant?
No.
I don't think so. I'm not going to go down the road, but I'm just, this list is so ESPN, and they've dug themselves into it. Bobby said it. You said it, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
They backed themselves into a WNBA corner they can't get out of.
Now they have to say Tamika Catchings is seven spots higher than
Maya
Dirk.
Moore is better than Dirk Nowitzki, and it's just intellectually
Let me be
dishonest.
Devil's advocate.
Don't. The devil sucks, Sean. The devil sucks. He's the problem with the world.
But none of us know anything about their games. We didn't watch them.
Which means their games don't matter, and they shouldn't be on the list.
Pat McAfee sounding like he could be a co-host of Sean, RJ, and Bobby because he destroyed his own network's list yesterday.
Dan Orlovsky, who's been on ESPN all morning, having the same conversation for the past three shows, will join us in 6 minutes. And we'll probably just cook him and ESPN as a whole for a lot of the shit they've been putting out from ESPN's people. Now, there is a top 100 list that is coming out from ESPN people. And I'll tell you what, it is the epitome of everything that everybody hates about ESPN. What they chose to do in ranking the top 100 athletes of like 21st century, they only gave us like 50 to 100 yesterday. What a shit show. Mm-hmm. What an absolutely terrible list. And we'll blame Dan Orlovsky for that.
It's an insane list. They have James Harden ahead of Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson has won six majors since 2004.
Wow.
James Harden hasn't won six playoff series. He's won six majors. He's the top five golfer that's ever lived. And you have James Harden, a loser, ahead of him. You've got Lauren Jackson, who I love. Tennessee Vol, baby. Go Vols. She's not better than Aaron Rodgers at what she does.
Where's Aaron Rodgers?
90-something?
Yeah, he's at the back end of the list.
Right after Asia Wilson.
Is it Asia or Asia?
Asia. I had to Google it a couple weeks ago when I was doing my WNBA segment.
Reggie basically just got into the WNBA, what, 8 years ago?
Yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers' 20-year career is not better. What are we doing here? He's got the second most MVPs the league has ever seen. The toughest league in the world, or one of them. And you're putting Lauren Jackson five spots ahead.
Like Beltre. So Bro Bible dedicated an entire article to Beltre's placement on this list over others. By the way, Adrian Beltre has to be behind Aaron Rodgers.
He's number 52.
Yeah.
He's 40 spots ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
Like, that's ridiculous. I love Beltre. He's Magic Johnson to me on the baseball field, even though he can go left.
Is 3,000 hits a bigger accomplishment than things Rodgers has done, though?
No, man, the way I look at it is like, who was better in their sport? Like, Aaron Rodgers is like an all-time, he's higher up the all-time great ladder than Beltre.
You can have a
Aaron Rodgers best quarterback of all time conversation, and that then means a best football player of all time. You cannot have that conversation with Adrian Beltre.
You could have best third baseman
conversation with
Beltre.
I was going to say, did Beltre spend more time during his career as the best third baseman in baseball than Rodgers did as the best quarterback?
I don't really care about that because quarterback is so stacked, I believe, compared to third baseman. We're talking about Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. You know what I mean?
Center field, shortstop, I think would be... are better position groups.
Sure, but, I mean, just 3,000 hits and one of the best defensive third basemen of all time, I do think is pretty impactful.
Yeah, but don't use generic statements to make me sound like I'm insulting him.
I know you're not.
Of course it's impactful. Who's the bigger dog when they walk in a room? Aaron Rodgers, Adrian Beltre in a sports room?
I mean, it may have been Aaron Rodgers if Mike McCarthy hadn't coached him for basically 15 years of his career.
Do you agree
with me?
He's not 40 spots.
Who's better at what they've done?
I think Aaron Rodgers. You can make a case that Aaron Rodgers is one of the 10 best football players of all time. And you wouldn't make that case about Beltre being one of the 10 best baseball players of all time.
So this is what Bro Bible wrote about Beltre. Ranked number 52 all-time ahead of Jeter. Jeter's 53.
But remember, none of Jeter stuff in the 90s count. So I have no problem with that.
Okay, because that's going to outrage a ton of people.
From the year 2000 on... You know, Jeter had already been in the league, what, 6 years?
Yeah, count 3,000 singles. Only count like 2,500 singles.
Yeah, Beltre over Ovechkin, 54. Like, on the list of all-time greats, Ovechkin's higher. What was Ovechkin's numbers? Was that his entire career?
His entire career would have been the 2000s.
Yeah, like Alex Ovechkin.
I think he was like 07,
Alex 04, Ovechkin should be 05. Higher than Adrian Beltre. Mariano Rivera's 59 and Ohtani 61.
Again, no problem with Rivera. Again, so much of that stuff was 94, 95 to 2000. They don't count.
Also ranked below Beltre is Allison Felix.
Track.
John Jones, Mickelson, Pacquiao, Sean White, Venus Williams, Annika, friend of KNC, Aaron Rodgers, Pedro Martinez, McIlroy, and Connor McDavid. Like Pedro above Beltre.
But again, not post 2000. Because remember, Pedro's peak was like, you know, 99. That amazing 1999 season he had does not count.
What's the justification for, is it just a steroid thing that Alex Rodriguez is 43 here?
Yes.
Because post 2000, his numbers are still absurd all-time great numbers.
He had MVPs.
That's why Bonds is so low.
Yeah.
And what's the network? Fox, for God's sake, stop trying to make David Ortiz Charles Barkley. He's not.
Oh, going through the dugout last night was like...
cringy.
Like very cringy.
It was cringy. And giving away a stupid t-shirt. They're trying to... I got a gift for you. Ortiz is at 45 on this list. Right above Max Scherzer at 46. Jimmy Johnson, the auto racing great at 47. A lot of soccer players. Steve Nash at 51. And then Beltre, 52. So DFW, back to back.
Yeah, there's some... The fact that Nash is so far ahead of Chris Paul, for instance, is that I wonder about that. The fact that they had, I was talking about this with Reggie on Monday, Paul being above Kawhi Leonard, I think, is interesting because if you're talking about legacy or accomplishments, I have a hard time saying that Chris Paul's more accomplished than Kawhi Leonard, even though Chris Paul was probably the best point guard in the NBA for a long stretch of time.
Ray Lewis is 61 on here, right above Otani. Mia Hamm, 64. And then Harden, 67, over Phil. And then Jason Kidd at number 69 on the list. Mookie Betts at 73. What are other Tolos saying? Peyton, be all over this on the Franco LaFranco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. Bryce Harper is 79. Chris Paul's 83. Kawhi is 85. What do you think of, well, I already know your answer. You hate him. But Chris Paul versus Kawhi.
Oh, I think Kawhi is a better all-time player.
But the longevity of Chris's career, is that what's giving him the nod over Kawhi?
I think people just respect losers. And that's why James Harden is ahead of Phil Mickelson and Aaron Rodgers, and Chris Paul is ahead of Kawhi Leonard.
That's what I can't understand about.
And this is why McAfee's so worked up, because his boy Rodgers is 91, well, I bet.
I don't understand what you're saying is most accomplished. They must just be talking about individual awards. So Chris Paul's trophy.
They can't be. They're talking about individual awards. Aaron Rodgers has to be higher than 91.
Peyton.
And Peyton has to be higher than 26. No one's won more MVPs or had more first-team All-Pros.
And well, I can't believe you didn't freak out over 96. The second best corner of all time. Revis is 96, and Ed Reed, arguably the best safety of all time, is 99. Oh, Charles Woodson at 100. You've made me hate Charles Woodson. So,
but you know, I respect Charles. Like, Charles had a tremendous career. He went from being an All-Pro at one position to later in his career being an All-Pro.
Bro, Ed Reed, Charles Woodson is not one spot behind Ed Reed. I don't give a freaking crap. Who argues that? Don't put those two that close together, and don't put Charles Woodson that close to Darrell Revis either. In my opinion,
no, I agree. I don't disagree with you at all. On this list is very odd. But,
well, it's going to be, and this is by design. This is exactly what they wanted. This is the talking point. They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care if it's credible or not. And it's going to have credibility issues no matter what. If we list our perfect top 100, it's going to get picked apart.
Right.
They wanted this for the dead season.
Yeah, they do, but we are going to see, like, who deserves to be number one?
Caitlin Clark, probably, for them.
Is it
Messi?
Okay, your players are getting. I mean, how are you going to put Messi over Tiger Woods?
Brady?
How are you going to put Brady over Tiger Woods?
I mean, how much?
How are you going to put Tiger Woods over Brady? There's a lot of Tiger.
How much of Tiger stuff though collected from 97 to 2000?
What, two titles, maybe.
It was more than that, wasn't it?
His prime was 2004.
What are the Tolos saying?
A lot on the Bonds controversy. He should be higher for sure. 3-2-1 says, where's Albert Pujols? He better be in the top 25. And you got a couple saying Jimmy Johnson won 7 straight titles in the peak era of NASCAR, that he should be higher as well.
Because Pujols should be over Miggy.
He should
and
be.
And I always group those two together as like forgotten all-time great right-handers. Miggy, I think, more forgotten than Pujols. But Pujols is better than Cabrera without looking at the numbers. But not that much better. But like I don't think we named Pujols on this list.
He's not. So, I mean, would you put Pujols over Manning?
No. Albert Pujols was
nasty. He was nasty. Is Manny Ramirez going to be on this? Or did too much of his stuff happen before?
No, I think he'll probably be allowed. He can't be higher than Bonds and A-Rod.
I would not think so.
That's not possible. So
we will be done with baseball players. There's no baseball players in the top 25. Because you can't say there's a baseball player since the year 2000 that's better than Trout at 30.
Or Kershaw.
I
think absolutely that you could have people say that Pujols is better.
Okay, so you think Albert could be on
that? I think absolutely. Because Pujols' career started in 01. And so, I mean, he was...
So, yeah, okay, you're right. I would agree. I think his career's been better to this point just because Trout's not over.
Where would you stack him overall against the 7 WNBA players that are so far on this list, Chop? Which, by the way, there are 9 NBA players on this list so far.
There's 9 WNBA?
There's 7 WNBA. There's 9 NBA players on the list so far.
Is Stephen A. in this week? He probably took off this week, so he didn't have to get shredded.
No, he had to make this list.
There was the same.
Stephen A. I don't think wants to make this list. Now he has to because of co-hosts.
Check the NFL too, Bobby, because from 50 to 100, I think the NFL and WNBA were like one spot off. I think they had about the same amount.
Yeah, let's look.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.